This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With six series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Do you want children to know where the food comes from? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Ag in the Classroom program is teaching school children about where their food comes from and modern agriculture through the many classroom activities developed for teachers. Children of today are the future of tomorrow's success in agriculture. Join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, to continue the Ag in the Classroom programs, our future in agriculture.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 694 and a quarter, up a half. July wheat trading at 699 and a half, up a quarter. May corn now trading at 646 and a quarter, down a half. July corn trading at 626 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. May soybeans now trading at 1407 and a quarter, up 12 and a quarter. July beans trading at $13.66, that's up a dime. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat ended the day at $6.93 3/4, down 21. July wheat ended at $6.99 1/4, down 20 1/4. September wheat ended at $7.05 3/4, down 19 1/2. May corn yesterday ended the day at $6.46 3/4, down 11 3/4. July corn ended at 628, down 13 1/4. September corn ended at 556 3/4, down 20 1/4. May soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1395, down 18. July beans ended at 1356, down 23 1/4. And August beans ended the day at 1314 1/4, down 25. May soybean meal yesterday ended at $3.93.30, down 69. July meal $3.89.50, down 79. August meal $3.76.10, down 81. May soybean oil yesterday ended at $48.18, down $1.05. July oil $48.36, down $1.06. August oil $48.37, down $1.03. May oats yesterday ended the day at $3.68.5, down 12. July oats 361 1/2, down 11 1/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is John Ray with Monday's afternoon's report of grain prices and trends. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Monday afternoon. The sharply lower gold prices, along with the lower stock market, pressured values. The release of China's GDP was lower than expected, pressuring prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 11 to 12 cents lower at 646 to 654. Soybeans are down 16 to 20 cents at $14 to 1419. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 11 to 12 cents lower at 651 to 662. Soybeans are down 17 to 23 cents at 14.06 to 14.22. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 11 to 14 cents lower at 6.33 to 6.71. Soybeans are down 18 to 22 cents at 14.15 to 14.27. Wheat prices closed 19 to 23 cents lower at 6.89 to 7.02. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall delivery contracts range from $4.95 to $5.12. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.65 to $11.92. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $4.96 up to $5.13. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.68 up to $11.92. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $4.97 up to $5.17. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.77 to $11.99. June-July delivery wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted at $6.69 up to $7. Illinois soybean processors quoted their soybean bids 18 to 23 cents lower at $14.36 to $14.60. Soybeans bids, basis bids, were down 14 to 18 cents. High Pro soybean milk was quoted at 6.90 lower at 405.30 to 418.30. Illinois corn processor bids quoted their producer corn market 11 to 12 cents lower at 6.68 to 6.80, with the basis unchanged at 22 to 33 over May. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 18 to 19 cents lower at 6.65 to 6.69. Basis was unchanged at 19 to 22 over the May. Soybean bids were down mostly 18 to 19 cents at 14.40 to 14.45, with the basis mixed at 45 to 50 over. New crop wheat basis were unchanged to 3 cents higher at option to 3 over the May, with bids ranging from 6.93 to 6.97, which was down 20 to 21 cents. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 11 to 12 cents lower at 6.59 to 6.71. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 18 cents, with quotations at 14.43 to 14.47. Soft wheat was 20 cents lower at 7.13 to 7.14. Milo was down 11 cents at 626 to 627. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 86.27, down $1.10. June hogs 88.60, down $1.30. July hogs 88.72, down $1.17. April cattle yesterday 125.05, down 80. June cattle 119.82, down 92. August cattle 120.40, down $1. April feeder cattle yesterday 136.60, down $1.32. May feeders 139.80, down $1.12. August feeders 146.37, down $1.42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on carcass basis traded at $1.17 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $74.59 to $77, with a weighted average carcass price of $74.71. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady with light to moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 42 to 48. 4 to 5 weights, 48 to 54. The 5 to 550 weights, 52 to 55. And 550 and up were 53 to 56. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady with moderate demand and offerings ranging from $50 up to $55, with a few at $58. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,937 head, and from the Fairview Special Feeder Cattle Sale on April 13th, we had receipts of 1,663 head. Most of the offerings had been a long time weaned and had received one or two rounds of shots. Trade was active and demand good on a high quality offering. Feeder steers, medium and large ones and twos, 4 to 5 weights, 165 to 170, 75, the 5 to 6 weights, 168, The 6 to 7 weights at 137.50 to 150.50, and the 7 to 8 weights 132.50 to 141.75, with some 8 to 900 pounders at 123.50 to 124. Feeder heifers, medium and large 1 and 2s, 4 to 5 weights 156 to 165. The 5 to 6 weights 145 to 160. They had some fancies at 167 to 172.25. On the 6 to 7 weights, they were bringing 140 to 152, and the 7 to 8 weights 132.25. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were bringing 125 and on a dress basis 200. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 296 loads traded. Calculations for a 205-pound pork carcass was $82.58, which was $1.39 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $189.89, which was 37 cents higher, with select carcasses at $183.91, which was 23 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle were estimated at 122,000, which compared to 116,000 last week and 112,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000, which compared to 411,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 176 up 2. For block cheese, 187 up 3 and a quarter. For barrel cheese, 176 and 3 quarter up 1 and a quarter. Also in the farm news on this Tuesday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.52, and for May, $6.61. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.44, and for May, $6.53. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.21, and for May, $14. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.83. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.52, corn at Scottville, $6.44, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.21, wheat at Scottville, $6.83. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. It's 6:21 on this Tuesday morning. Color radar showing a band of scattered showers at this point south of Route 16, moving off to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Cloudy skies today, a continuing chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 50s, and light northeast winds. Tonight, cloudy, once again a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 50s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies, warmer, again a chance of a shower, the high in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, cloudy and cooler Thursday and Friday, clear skies on Saturday. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have cloudy skies. The winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, and our temperature 45 degrees. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1.5 inches of rain, 0.8 inches here at the Weather Center. Once again, cloudy skies, 45 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
I've been replacing my light bulbs and unplugging things around the house. Is it really going to make a difference in my energy use?
At Ameren, we're focused on finding you real ways to save.
By unplugging electronics you're not using and switching to CFLs, you will save energy.
And if you want more money-saving tools and tips for every room in your home, you can find them all at actonenergy.com.
Ameren, focused energy for life.
And in the news on this Tuesday morning, Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network recently was in Effingham County and talked to a busy farmer from that area, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Phil Hartke is a Effingham County producer. We caught up with Phil last week in his home county, and we talked about his involvement with the county board, the county farm bureau, and with the county fair.
Yes, we're committed to agriculture. I've been in a leadership position around the county, a Farm Bureau president, Effingham Clay Service Company board for over 30 years, and now I'm president of the fair board.
Take us back. Let's start with the Farm Bureau. Why did you join the Farm Bureau, and what did you see as a benefit there?
Oh, the Farm Bureau has been very much a part of my career in agriculture because I felt that the Farm Bureau represented the farmers in the legislative side, as well as all the local activities that Farm Bureau is active in. So I think Farm Bureau does a great job of keeping attuned to what's going on in agriculture in Effingham and the state as well.
What about the service board? Talk a little bit about that and when you became involved with the service board.
Service board, my first encounter of that was Effingham Clay Service Company was going to purchase some of the co-ops in the county north of us in Cumberland County. So at that time it was a grain elevator that we purchased, and then there was also a fertilizer company that we purchased. So we merged the FS in that area into Effingham Clay Service Company. And since that time, we merged with the county south of us, Marion County. And then later on in my career with the Effingham Clay Service Company, we merged with Lakeland FS, which is North County. So then we had a 7-county operation. And since that time, they've also merged with South Central FS, changed the company, now it's called South Central FS. I believe it is 11 counties, or now it might even be more than that now, but it represents from Sandoval, Illinois, to Toledo, to down in the Florida area. And also part of that whole system is a company called TGM, Total Grain Marketing, which represents probably 25 elevators down in Central Illinois, one of the largest grain operations in the state. So I was real proud to be part of that growth.
And the association now with TGM and that all that the grain business, that's a huge part of this part of Illinois.
Yes, TGM has grain facilities in smaller elevators throughout, and they also have access to multiple rail facilities so they can ship down the Illinois Central or to the East Coast by the CCX, as well as provide the elevator collection for all grain all over the system. And they have multiple markets. They can go to the processing market in Decatur, as well as the export market to the south. They've also, their merchandisers hooked up with a lot of chicken feeding operations in the broiler industry. And so they have a wide array of marketing opportunities that they give farmers because of the wide geographic area that they cover.
Phil Hartke in Effingham County reporting for WSMI. I'm Rita Frazier.
6:27 on this Tuesday morning, and here's the latest production cost report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. We join Jerry Milberg.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Illinois Production Cost Report for Thursday, April 11th. In our report this time, anhydrous ammonia ranged from $875 to $910 a ton, an average per ton price of $890.49. That's up $4.45 a ton. Urea ranged from $505 up to $560, with an average price per ton of $531.70, up $2.03. Liquid 28% nitrogen range from $375 to $405, an average price of $391.50, $9.34 higher. Diammonium phosphate range from $5.55 up to $640 a ton, an average per ton price of $599.46 up $5.88 a ton. Monoammonium phosphate range from $5.95 up to $6.38, an average price of $609.33 up $1.67. And potash this time range from $5.30 up to $600 a ton, an average per ton price of $570.67 up $3.36. And farm delivered diesel fuel range from $3.45 up to $3.72 per gallon, an average of $3.56. That's up a penny a gallon from our report 2 weeks ago. That completes our recap of the Illinois Production Cost Report. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
There is a right way to take a soil sample and a wrong way. Todd Gleason files this report on a new standard for an old standby.
The University of Illinois has long recommended farms be soil tested every 4 years. It helps producers understand the fertility of the land and what needs to be done to maintain and manage that fertility. The old standard for taking a test was to simply pull a spade full of dirt about 7 inches deep. That hasn't worked for a while, for about as long as the Mopar plow has been out of fashion. With a plow, ensured nutrients applied on the soil surface were mixed pretty evenly into the soil. No-till, conservation tillage, and strip-till have mostly eliminated that mixing process, says Fabian Fernandez from the University of Illinois. Now, the soil fertility specialist says it is a reason the way soil samples are taken has changed.
That's one of them. The other one is if you're banding the fertilizer, then you start to create these patterns of high and low fertility as you move across the field. When that happens, either one of these happens, you have to be really conscious of how you take a soil sample so that it will represent the fertility of that field.
So a banded fertilizer program, even a broadcast fertilizer program, requires soil samples be gathered in a much more precise way than in the past. 7 inches? It's not deep enough anymore, and a spade just won't do the job accurately enough.
It's not only the depth, but it is making sure that you represent each layer of that soil uniformly. If you use a spade, you need to make sure that typically what happens is we end up having a triangle, basically, when you take a soil sample with a spade, which will be wider on the surface and smaller in the subsurface. So the best option is to use a core, which will be a uniform diameter across.
The core should be 8 inches deep. The bottom end of the core should be low enough to compensate for the higher concentration of soil nutrients closer to the soil surface. Other than taking an 8-inch core, the rest of the soil sampling process is pretty much as usual, unless the fertilizer application has been banded. That one's a complete soil sampling game changer.
And when you're doing a subsurface band, you need to make sure that typically people are doing it between 6 and 8 inches. If you go 8 inches and you only take a 7-inch core, you will miss that fertilizer band, which basically will result in lower values than the actual. We are doing some work right now in trying to figure out how to take a soil sample that will represent the fertility of the field as a whole with a 6-inch depth application for this band. And what we are finding is that you need to, for every sample that you take in the fertilizer band, you need to take 2 or 3 samples outside of the band in the composite that you make in order to represent that fertility.
If you're keeping track, that means those using subsurface banding for the fertilization program must pull 6-inch deep cores, not 8 inches deep. And for every sample site, 1 core in the band and 2 to 3 outside of the band. Here's one other note from Fabian Fernandez on soil fertility. He says there is no proof over many years and many trials that crops respond differently to banded fertilizer applications when compared to broadcast applications. It's just a lot more expensive to put fertilizer in a subsurface band. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
6:32 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. As we close part two of the Farm Show on the Chicago Board of Trade right now in electronic trading, May wheat is now trading at 6.94 1/4, up a half. July wheat trading at 6.90 3/4, down a half. May corn now trading at 6.46 1/2, down a quarter. July corn trading at 6.26 3/4, down 1 1/4. May soybeans trading at $14.75, up 13.75. July beans trading at $13.67.25, up 11.25. May oats now trading at $3.69.25, and that's up 0.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.